Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Yes, yes, yes. It is We Are Radio Live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome all of my We Are Radio Live Land listeners. We have returned back the month of May. You hear what Janet Jackson says? We are together again. It is May, everybody. Yay! We are back. It is Women Entrepreneurs of America, We Are Radio Live Talk Radio Show, one of the hottest online talk radio show there is on Blog Talk Radio, and it is your host, Yolanda R. Lamar. We have come back one more Wednesday again, a special broadcast of Women Entrepreneurs of America. You already know your 501c3 nonprofit membership-based organization that is about empowering and supporting disadvantaged and underserved women in business. We have been doing this now for 19 years, you guys, 19 years. And let me tell you something about 19 years. 19 years means we have been consistently nurturing, educating, fellowshipping, connecting women globally with national headquarters in Cleveland, Ohio. As you all well know, I call it the best location in the nation, where it all started November 2002. And it has grown since then. I'm talking about we got chapters, Detroit, Michigan, shout out to Detroit, Flint, Michigan. Shout out to the amazing president of the Flint chapter of Women Entrepreneurs of America, Charlotte Lancaster. Building Strong Women Incorporated. Also, Indianapolis, Indiana, my backyard, Indianapolis, Indiana, Northwest Indiana, Gary, Indiana, that is my hometown, GI for life. And then we got Chicago, Illinois. And then we got all the way east, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where our humble Madam Ambassador is holding down the Philly chapter, along with New Jersey, New York, Tawana, Boston is there. Then we coming all the way back west. We got, Houston, Texas, Phoenix, Arizona, Los Angeles, California, Kimberly Todd Tillis. Hello there, Kimberly Todd Tillis. Let me tell you, then we going back west, Missouri. We going back where? Denver, Colorado. My girl, Cheryl Young Ellis, is out there holding it down, both Colorado and St. Louis, Kansas City, Missouri. Let me tell you. And then we're coming all the way to Florida. We got Tampa, Fort Lauderdale, and now Orlando, Florida, just to name a few. The program has been such a huge success in allowing us to give back, to promote entrepreneurs, to talk about the wonderful things that we do as women in business, to give a platform to help promote our upcoming events, entrepreneurial businesses, help share about some of the great things that we're doing in the organization. And if you want to know more about Women Entrepreneurs of America, go to www.weainc.org, because this is the platform to help you build your business one success at a time. But our special broadcast is back going to talk about the wonderful opportunity that the Florida chapter has created. It's a hattitude for networking. We are getting ready to have an amazing event May 22nd, 23rd, right here in the City Beautiful, Orlando, Florida. It's a hattitude for networking weekend. This is all about coming together, wearing our beautiful hats, being classy and stylish, and networking. This global pandemic has literally had us all disconnected, discombobulated. You know, we did not know what was going to be happening. You know, we had people that lost loved ones. We had people that got sick from COVID. And those that are still dealing with it, we're sending our prayers out. But us entrepreneurs have to continue to keep the momentum of running our business going. And that's what Women Entrepreneurs of America is bringing to the table, an opportunity for you to come and network. And what better place to do it? City Beautiful, Orlando, Florida, where it's warm and the environment is hot and the entrepreneurs are on fire. And this chapter right here in Orlando, Florida, is absolutely amazing. Shout out to Victoria Cooper of Boss Creations and Light of Essence. Shout out to the amazing Angela Taylor of KP Insurance and Financial Services, which is one of our sponsors for our It's a Hattitude Networking Brunch. Shout out to Kim Brown, who just joined our wonderful organization. She's with KTB Jewels. And we got a few more that's about to join. So we're excited of the growth of entrepreneurs that see the vision of coming together collectively to help each other grow their business. And this is what Women Entrepreneurs of America wants to do. So it's a hattitude for networking. So if you want to be a part of it, please come out and join us. Tickets are still on sale, $50. We have a great, great weekend that we're going to be talking about a little bit later. But we want to share that we want you all to know that social distancing is still important. Wearing your mask is still important. Those that are getting vaccinated and that are doing well from it, kudos to you all. But we still have a global pandemic. The coronavirus is still out there. We still have to proceed with being precautious, washing our hands, wearing our mask, staying 6 feet distance. I hear now they're allowing you 3 feet distance. Look, I want you to stay still 6 feet from me. I still want to still be able to protect yourself as well as I protect you. Still have a challenge in this world with this coronavirus. So for you all that are coming in to the wonderful city of Orlando, Florida, the weekend of May 22nd, 23rd, we got two amazing facilities that have reached out and supporting our event. And they have a great social distancing environment. The places are absolutely amazing. And we are so blessed to be able to have the opportunity to come together. Let's start off with talking about the wonderful Saturday night. So before we get started, I want you all to know that this program is being presented by KP Insurance and Financial Services. And you like more information about the amazing Angela Taylor? Well, stay tuned because you're going to hear right here about Let's Talk Life.
Blog Talk Radio.
There are times when I look.
All right. You have tuned in to We Are Radio Live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Listen, this is Business as Usual for an Entrepreneur Talk Radio Show. And this week's show is being sponsored by KP Insurance and Financial Services, Inc. Hey, let's talk life. Angela Taylor of KP Insurance and Financial Services could use your help, entrepreneurs. She's out to set a goal for the month of May. 50 and 30. She liked to sit down and chat with 50 families in 30 days. How about that? And she would be so highly appreciated to hear from you. Let's talk life. Let's talk income protection. And let's talk generational wealth. Contact Angela Taylor, insurance agent, at 407-900-3661. That's 407-900-3661. Email her at letstalklifeinsurance@gmail.com. And she is one of our sponsors for the It's a Had a Tupa Networking Weekend, May 22nd to 23rd. Come on out Saturday night at the Chilling with China show from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. to meet the amazing Angela Taylor, as well as at the big event, the It's a Had a Tupa Networking Brunch on Sunday, May 23rd at the DoubleTree by Hilton, Orlando, Florida. We look forward to seeing you there. All right, all right. You heard it right here on We Are Radio Live, the hottest online blog talk show radio there is. It is your host, Yolanda R. Lamar, coming to you live all the way from Orlando, Florida. It is the return of We Are Radio Live, a program of Women Entrepreneurs of America. Thank you so much for Angela Taylor. Thank you so much for being one of our sponsors with KP Insurance and Financial Services for the It's a Had a Tupa Networking Brunch. And if you want to meet Angela Taylor to talk about insurance opportunities, generational wealth, and we're talking about protecting your assets, you could come out and meet Angela on Saturday night at the Chilling with China Doll Show, May 22nd from 5 to 9 at the Orlando Marriott Lakeside. Come, bring your business card. There's going to be vendors, great music, the amazing, dynamic LaTanya Dixon Montgomery going to be spinning on the ones and twos. She's going to be giving you some old school music. We're going to have some great cocktails, some door prizes, and so much more. It is our kickoff of this wonderful event. It's a Had a Tupa Networking Brunch. And thank you, Angela Taylor, one of our newest members of our Florida chapter, for joining, as well as being our sponsor, KP Insurance and Financial Services. So more information, contact Angela Taylor. She's right there on Facebook, okay? So listen, as we get this show started, we are so excited that the Florida chapter has opened up. Orlando, Florida has opened up. We are now ready to come together again. We are now ready to bust out the seams and promote our wonderful entrepreneurial businesses. We got so much going on with this pandemic that we done got re-disconnected. Now we got to be reconnected so that we can stay focused and build these wonderful businesses. And I'm so excited because I get an opportunity today to chat with a wonderful and amazing entrepreneur out of Cleveland, Ohio. And let me tell you something. This just happened probably within the last hour and a half. Her name is Loretta Maddox. And she has created a wonderful organization called Push Black Butterfly Incorporated right there in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio. Y'all already know how I feel about Cleveland, Ohio. It's the best location in the nation. And Loretta reached out. She's looking for a mentor. She needed some help with helping get this nonprofit going, and she heard about Women Entrepreneurs of America and decided to reach out to the founder today. We had such a great talk today that we are now so honored to announce that she has joined the national chapter. Can y'all believe that? She has officially joined. She is so elated to hear about the wonderful things that this organization brings to help inspired entrepreneurs like her. So without any further ado, I see 216 is on the call. So I'm going to see if this is her, because I want her to tell you a little bit about her wonderful opportunity and her connection with the founder of Women Entrepreneurs of Millennium. Hey, Loretta Maddox, are you there?
I'm here, Mrs. Madam Yolanda. How are you?
Hello, Loretta Maddox. Isn't this been an exciting Wednesday for us?
Exactly. I totally agree. It was a pleasure speaking with you this morning, and you giving me some sense of direction to get this Push Black Butterfly into existence. It was a pleasure speaking with you today.
And you know what? But it just happened like it happened. And you know what? And thank you for taking the time out to come on We're Radio Live to share about this. I think this was God given time. This was mission given time. This was divine order of business to have you on my show tonight. You had no clue you were going to be invited on our show, did you?
No, I had no clue. With God, you don't have a clue, but I'm going to tell you, when God bless you, your cup runneth over. Okay, that's what happened to me today. Okay, I am a witness. Yes.
Well, I tell you what, I want you to tell my listeners, because my screen is blowing up. I want my listeners to know, and first of all, welcome to Women Entrepreneurs of America. Thank you for joining today.
My pleasure. Thank you. Yes. So I do want to share a little of my testimony, okay? Like you said, I actually got in touch with the founder. Wow. Okay. It's just a testimony in itself. So we were, you know, I had to, you know, be straightforward. I knew what I needed once I heard her on the line. So I you know, she's upfront, no gray area, tell me what you need. Boom, I tell her exactly what I need. I need a mentor. She couldn't have said it any better, and that's exactly how I said it when I got on the line with Ms. Yolanda. Yes. So we're talking, you know, she's telling me a little about herself and the company, the organization, okay? I shared some of you know, the mission statement for Push. Maybe I'll share that with you guys another day. But we did go over a few things. I kind of sort of felt as if I was in an interview, okay? But it was a comfortable interview. So she asked me probing questions, you know, that I've never got from anyone else. So that's how I know that it was God sent. So she asked me a question. Do you remember that question, Ms. Yolanda, when we first talked? Okay, would you like to share that with them for me real quick?
Well, one thing that I asked her that I always ask inspiring entrepreneurs that reach out for assistance is, and if I'm not mistaken, the first thing I wanted to know was, what was your purpose?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What was the question I asked you? Do you remember?
I do, and that was it. What is my purpose? And then you asked me another question. Okay, I think you wanted to know how passionate I was about Push. Okay.
Okay.
I can't remember what it was, but that is in the moment where I felt it as if I was in a interview. Okay, but at the same time, I'm interviewing her too because I need a mentor. So she goes on to share more things. She has. I can tell this lady has a lot of knowledge, you know, and a mentor to me is someone who's going to build structure for your business to make sure that you're successful. So me being a, you know, beginner of this organization, I believe that you have to crawl before you walk, and you also have to have some wisdom. You got to get some wisdom from somewhere. And with wisdom, you're going to get the structure that you need.
Absolutely.
So, I'm pretty sure you guys would agree with me. But so she instructed me to do a few things because she wanted to make sure that my business entity, there was no gray area. Was it everything great?
Correct.
Correct. Okay. So, yeah. So, you know, sometimes the enemy, I don't want to go too, you know, religious or anything, but sometimes the enemy, he'll try to, you know, throw a little dart, you know, but, you know, I swerved that, and she told me that my Push Black Butterfly is official. It's done, and you did it correctly. I mean, the devil even tried to tell me my paperwork wasn't
right.
done in,
right.
correctly.
Right. Right.
So, you know, I mean, it's tricks of the devil, but when God has his hands in it, you know, it's not going to, no weapon forms against us shall prosper. So I'm really, really grateful, and I give all glory to God that I was able to join the national chapter today, okay?
Amen.
Organization. And I really love her through the phone. And I can't wait to meet her. And if God's willing, I can be down there in Orlando, Florida, for the event that I know we all will
enjoy. Oh, my God.
So,
oh,
yeah,
my God.
So you guys make sure you come on out, support us and everything. And I'm pretty sure you guys will learn a lot because I did today. And God bless you, ma'am. God bless you, Miss Yolanda.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Let me tell you something, Loretta. The beauty about today was absolutely ordained. And that's the word that comes in my head because, you know, I'm out doing what I do best. I'm out networking. I'm out trying to take care of a little business. And I'm sitting there and I seen this 216 number, which, you know, I'm so connected with the 216 area. That is my backyard of Women Entrepreneurs of America. And I'm telling you, in the midst of eating and trying to get ready for this meeting, I answered the phone.
216.
And this 216. And I'm telling you, she came on with such, came on with such aggressiveness. Aggressiveness to the point that I need help. And that's what made me stay on the phone with her because she was passionate about who was I. Was this a business line? And, yeah, I'm calling the Women Entrepreneurs Association because I need help. I'm looking for a mentor. And right there, she locked me. She locked me. I probably would have put the meeting on hold because I had to help her. And those that know Madam Founder knows that I am truly an advocate for disadvantaged and underserved entrepreneurs. And she's one. She has the idea. She created the wonderful concept, but she needs to know what I need to do because I want to go out here and help homeless veterans, males and females.
Mm-hmm.
I want to provide
mm-hmm.
a shelter for them. I want to give
yes.
them resources and services, but I need to know where I started at. I already got I filed it already.
Man.
She started listing all the things she did, and then once I heard what she done, I pulled her back and say, let's start from scratch. Let's make sure that everything is in order because you ready to run.
Mm-hmm.
She was ready to run.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, yeah, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go put them in houses. I need to help them. And she's laughing, but she knows I'm telling the truth because the conversation was so tense. The
mm-hmm.
process was so tense. And I know how I am mm-hmm. when it comes to business. And you're
mm-hmm.
not going to waste my time on the phone. First and foremost,
mm-hmm.
and that's just from
mm-hmm.
a consultant standpoint. So anytime
mm-hmm.
that you want to call and talk with individuals about what you need for your business, you need to be expeditious. You need to say, hey, this, and this, and how can you help me? And that's what Loretta did. Loretta made it crystal clear. I know
Amen.
What I want to do. I just know I just need help. I need a mentor. She
Amen.
Said, I need
Amen.
A mentor. And I'm telling you, we started that call at 12:15. This is on Everything I Love. If I'm lying, she's on the phone
Amen.
To tell you. It was 12:15.
Mm-hmm.
And then my meeting went until 1 o'clock. I was able from that time to provide her what she needed to do.
and instructed her what she had to do and to get back with me. Do you know she got off that phone and she expeditiously did exactly what she was emailed from her? For those that don't check and read their emails, this is what I'm talking about. She emailed me what she had told, and I immediately responded back, and we got it all together. We've been back on the phone for the last hour and a half, finding out more about one another to bring it all into one package. She says, you know what? I need to be a part of this. And I advise her that. Not only do you need to join, you need to join the elite entrepreneurs, the mind-like women that's part of this organization, so that you can get all those resources. So I'm going to connect her with the Women Wisdom House, Jolanda Howard Woods. I'm going to connect her with Charlotte Lancaster out in Flint, Michigan, with Building Strong Women. I'm going to connect her with Neosha Thomas with One Savvy Veteran. I'm going to connect her to Deb Foster of the Bethlehem House. She's now part of the organization. So for all you out there that's listening, make sure y'all get on Facebook, because I'm going to be announcing our newest member of our national chapter, Ms. Loretta Maddox. Welcome to the organization, Loretta.
Thank you.
Girl, now you ain't supposed to be crying, Loretta. You ain't supposed to be crying. You ain't supposed to be crying. Look, you're going to make me have to take a station break on you. You're going to make me have to take a station break. So what I want Loretta to do, don't go nowhere, Loretta. You stay right there. I know those tears of joy, and I love you too already. We're right here on We Are Radio Live. This is what We Are does, everybody. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Okay.
I'm telling you, it is the return of We're Radio Live, everybody, a program of Women Entrepreneurs of America, and it is your host, in tears, Yolanda R. Lamar. I'm telling you, this is an amazing Women Winning Wednesday. This is by no mistake, divine order business. This is how over 19 years that I have met women like Loretta Maddox, women that need women like us, who have the power, the opportunity, the skills, the talents to help other entrepreneurs who have great visions, who want to start some amazing causes, some amazing businesses. And it's our responsibility, mentors who knows and have the talents and skills to help women like Loretta Maddox. And who know better do it than me, because I lead by example. Welcome to We Are Radio Live right here on Blog Talk Radio, the hottest online entrepreneur talk radio show there is. And I am your host, Yolanda R. Lamar. This program is being hosted by and sponsored by Angela Taylor of KP Insurance and Financial Services. Let's talk life. If you need to reach Angela, reach out to Angela Taylor right there on Facebook. I'm telling you, she is so excited about talking to you about life insurance, the importance of life insurance. And if you haven't got any life insurance and you got questions, you need to reach out to Angela Taylor. She's a member of the Florida chapter of Women Entrepreneurs of America. It's a hat or two for networking. It's a hat or two for networking. The event is bad. Look, we are red day. We are fired up. We are geeked. And I'm telling you, if you got some business vacation, come out to the It's a Hattitude Networking Brunch. May 22nd, 23rd, we're going to be at the Orlando Marriott Lakeside, hosted by Chilling with China Doll, the beautiful but vivacious LaTanya Dixon Mix Out, I mean Montgomery, who's going to be on the ones and twos. We're going to have vendors like One Hope Wine. We're going to have Z Saporium. We're going to have Pure Romance, Amanda Hatton. If you don't know about Pure Romance, that's that sexy stuff, okay? So y'all got to come out and hear about that sexy stuff. And then we're going to have Dr. April Johnson, who's going to bring some of those wonderful books. She's got children books, black children books that she wants to share with you all. Dr. April Johnson. Then we got Beth Hands of Home and Office Made Easy. She's going to be there Saturday night. Then we got Janice Wren of Organo Gold Coffee. Who haven't heard about Organo Gold Coffee? That is some great energy coffee to drink. So Janice is going to be there Saturday night. Then we got Pamela Bell with Bling and Other Things. She's going to have those wonderful Bling t-shirts. Then we got Bonnie Tucker. And we're going to have the amazing Jerrica Rose Brewer of Enriching Massage and Spa. She's going to do some massages for you all. And last but not least, we're going to have Park Lane Jewelry, Daphne Burgess. Daphne Burgess is one of our newest constituents here in the Orlando area, and I invited her to come on out Saturday night. So we're going to have a plethora of networking, food, drinks, and just great fun. But I'm going to bring back on Loretta Maddox, because Loretta, I hope you got me in tears. Welcome to Real Radio Live, Loretta.
Oh, sorry. What did you say?
I said, welcome to Weird Radio Live tonight.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you again. It's my pleasure to be here, like I said, and you just got me in tears over here. I mean, I'm just like, I've never really felt when they say God has sent blessings in your cup will be run over. This is my first time in 46 years I've ever felt this. And I know that I'm going to be successful as long as I stay committed and follow the best, Mrs. Madam Yolanda.
Absolutely.
I know I'll be okay.
Absolutely.
I know I'll be okay.
You're not only going to be okay. This is something that you want to do. It's a passion. It's
exactly.
In your potassium. You want to help disadvantaged. You want to help homeless veterans. I heard your story. You said this is bothering you to see these homeless veterans do not have the resources and the things that they need. So you're going to figure out how can Push Black Butterfly help in your community, right?
Yes, we're definitely going to be leaders and make sure they have what they need. They have a voice and choice, you know, affordable housing. We're going to make sure they first become stable. That's our first mission. That's first. So you guys, you'll hear more about Push Black Butterfly really soon.
Absolutely. And as I told Angela, I mean, as I told Loretta, as she joined WIA today, is that now Push Black Butterfly will be a sister organization of Women Entrepreneurs of America. So we're going to be making sure that Loretta stay on top, know all the things that she needs to know from the administrative standpoint in running her nonprofit, because she's already got the personal fortitude to go out there to help these individuals. And I'm going to provide her with some of those other tools and resources, like my sister Charlotte and Yolanda and the ocean, all of them to just wrap their arms around her to help her lead her in the right direction to be able to, because see, this is about agencies. This is about policies. This is about some of the things, that, because of the pandemic, things have changed. So there's a lot of things you can't do. But there's a lot of things she can do, and she's going to figure that out. So, Loretta, you are a blessing because veterans need you. Homeless, whether they're men or women, I'm glad you diversified that because you want to help both. You want to help both. So right there in the city of Cleveland, Ohio, tune because you're going to hear more about Push Black Butterfly real soon. So, Loretta, I tell you what, thank you so much. You're welcome to stay on. I'm going to finish out the show. Welcome to Women Entrepreneurs of America. I love you.
Thank you. I love you, too. Bye-bye.
All right. God bless you. Bye-bye. I am so excited.
excited that this amazing woman has joined this organization. She is truly an epitome of what I always wanted to happen in WEA, that women who need help reach out and help. Those that are too proud to ask for help don't understand that it doesn't take much to say, I need help. It makes you a better entrepreneur and a better business person, that you surround yourself with mind-like entrepreneurs, that you create an avenue of resources for yourself, because running a business, being an entrepreneur by yourself is already lonely. But to be able to connect and be around mind-like individuals that have been there and done it is important. And when you learn that in your entrepreneur journey, then you have overcame the whole process. I am always reaching out and calling and researching and doing my due diligence when it comes to supporting entrepreneurs. Things change. Policies change. But you always want to stay on top of what works for your business. So shout out to Loretta Maddox of Push Black Butterfly right there in Cleveland, Ohio, and Women Entrepreneurs of America is here to help her. So I have another great come on and talk about her amazing business, Pure Romance.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right. We are back. We are back once again. It is the return of We Are Radio Live right here on Blog Talk Radio, the hottest online entrepreneur talk radio show there is on Blog Talk Radio. And it is your host, Yolanda R. Lamar. Hey, we are bringing back another special program of It's the Return of We Are Radio Live, Business as Usual for an Entrepreneur Talk Radio Show, a program of Women Entrepreneurs of America. And we're wrapping up this Wednesday program, Spotlighting Vendors. Yes, I know you guys had an enjoyable time listening to some of those amazing vendors that are going to be at the Florida chapter of Women, and Women Entrepreneurs of America is an advocate for vendors, especially women-owned vendors. And we're getting ready to chat with another amazing vendor who is bringing some little sexiness to the event. Yes, we talk about just a little sexiness, some lust, some sex, you know, some smell good, some wellness, all that that helps you be the wonderful woman or man that you is. You know, I'm telling you, I had heard about this wonderful product. I've heard about this wonderful business. And when on this wonderful product, I found out the woman is the founder of this wonderful business. It was a woman that founded this wonderful business. And I'm telling you, this just made me more advocate in having this vendor at our event. It is a Hatter Tooper Networking Weekend, May 22nd, 23rd. And Saturday night, as you already heard, we're going to have the happy hour networking with Chilling with China Doll. She's going to be spinning on the ones and twos. She's going to be helping kick off our wonderful event on Sunday, which is the Hatter Tooper Brunch, May 23rd. But we're going to ask you all to tune in and listen, because this vendor has so much to share with you. She's on the line right now. Let me see if she's on the line right now. I am looking for Amanda Hatton. Amanda, are you there?
I'm here.
Yes, Amanda is here. Welcome, Amanda. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Hello, how are you?
I am so excited. As you can hear, I am just busting out. I'm ready to come out and meet you all. I wish this was happening tomorrow. I'm ready for this to happen tomorrow, Amanda. I'm ready for this to happen tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh, me too. I am so excited.
Well, I am so thankful, and the Florida chapter of Women Entrepreneurs of America is so thankful. I was very selective on the telling you. I read about Pure Romance, and as I read and started learning more about it over the years, I had no clue that a woman founded this business. So now when you responded to the post on Facebook, I was like, yes, Pure Romance. We got to squeeze her in. We got to bring her in. And what better place to have it is at our Happy Hour networking event. There's going to be great music, cocktails, entertainment, vendors such as yourself. So what I want to do is turn the mic over to you, Amanda Hatton, and you share with my listeners, because the screen is already blowing up, about the wonderful business of Pure Romance. Go for it.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Like you said, thank you for the amazing introduction. Like you said, this is a woman-founded business called Pure Romance. Our amazing founder, Patty, she has done so many amazing things. She's such a great women's advocate. She does great things with this product. She teaches us everything along the way and does everything specifically for women. So when I came into this business, I was all on board because women is where it's at. I mean, what do we always say? We rule the world. And the first way to do it is to take care of ourselves and our bodies and learn about our bodies and everything that we can to help with wellness, help in the bedroom with our sex lives, everything. So that's what Pure Romance does. Is I am not just your crazy toy lady, but I'm there to help you with every aspect of your life.
It's
absolutely
amazing. It's amazing that you said that because I've met other individuals in that industry that has that you know, there's other industries involvement with this. But I definitely have heard that the most craziest women are the consultants for our business. But you know what? I think crazy is good because you got to enjoy it, and you got to be creative, and you got to have some sassiness, and you got to have some classiness. Don't you agree, Amanda?
Oh, my gosh, I do. Like, it takes a specific personality, and I am just out there and about it. I'm not afraid to say it. I'm not afraid to talk about it, and that's what you need with this, and that's what you need even personally. Even if you don't want to talk to your friends, to yourself, like, in your room, like, you just got to be crazy. Get out there. Explore yourself. Explore others around you. Like, that's what it's about.
I totally agree. And as I read about Pure Romance and the founding Pure Woman, Patty Brisbane, I was so amazed. I was so elated because even though she's about the sexual health education, you know, about the must-have beauty products, about the hottest bedroom accessories, she's about empowerment. She's about educating. She's about entertaining women at parties, helping them fulfill their dreams while they're off individuals a chance in their own homes to achieve dreams exactly the way she saw it. Let me tell you something. That speaks volumes. And Women Entrepreneurs of America want to advocate those types of businesses, those types of services in our organization because those are some of the key things that we are experiencing. Even though we are out here growing our business, we still need to be, you know, sexually healthy. We still need to have that wonderful beauty product and so forth. So tell us real quick, how did you get started? Tell us a little bit real quick, how did you get started, Amanda?
So, funny story, I actually had never heard of Pure Romance. This was probably maybe about 3 years ago. And I was at work one day with one of my girlfriends, and she said, hey, Amanda, I'm going to this party after work. Do you want to come? And I'm sitting there going, like, okay, it's been a tough day at work. Sure, like, let's go party. So she takes me there, and right before we walk in the door, she goes, oh, by the way, this is a sex toy party. And I was like, what? Excuse me? So I was like, okay, I'll bite. Let's go. I'm here. I'll enjoy this. You know, I can have a few laughs. So I sit down, and I'm watching this party being done, and I'm watching the amount of women in this room and the amount of education that we got from this consultant and the amazing things that she just taught us. We had so many laughs. We got educated on things. I learned things about my body that I had no clue existed or things that
okay.
I could do with my body.
Okay.
You know, and I sat there and I looked at this lady and I was like, I want to be you. I want to do what you do. And from there on, like, she said, come on, let's go. Let's start your own business. And it just happened right then and there.
You see what I'm saying, Amanda? And this is one of the key components in Women Entrepreneurs of America. When we host events like this, we tell individuals, just like even if you weren't able to be a vendor, why not come to see what the buzz is about? You never know what type of, what you're going to learn, what skills you're going to find out, who you're going to meet. You might find out there might be another business you want to get involved in because, I mean, my God, what's wrong with having residual income? You're a consultant for Pure Romance. You might end up being a consultant for this. Who knows? So I love that story that you took a chance and went on and you, look what it turned out. Something turned into something else, didn't it?
Oh, yes, it absolutely did. Like, and it's a business that I've been in love with for years now, and I'm going to continue to do it. I absolutely love what I do.
Well, I tell you what, a few minutes, we're going to come back with Amanda Hatton, let me say it right, of Pure Romance. Let me tell you, she's going to share a couple of things, and then guess what? You guys can meet Amanda at the It's a Hattitude amazing networking brunch that we are launching May 22nd at the Chilling with China Doll, so at the Orlando Marriott. So don't stay tuned. You heard it right here on We Are Radio Live. We'll be right back, Amanda. Don't go nowhere.
All right.
There are times when I look above and beyond.
All right. We had some horrible technical difficulty with Amanda Hatton of Pure Romance. I'm hoping that you was able to at least hear some of her amazing interview, because Pure Romance will be at the It's a Hattitude for Networking weekend Saturday, May 22nd at the It's a Hattitude for Networking with Chilling with China Doll show from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. She's amongst the amazing vendor entrepreneurs that's going to be there Saturday night. I'm telling you, this event has really taken off. The most inspired and dedicated and phenomenal entrepreneurs are going to be there. And the attendees are off the chart. I'm talking about, I got folks coming from Oklahoma. I got folks coming from Alabama. I got people coming from Indiana. Now I'm hearing I got a birthday girl that might be coming from Cleveland, Ohio. So if she's able to get her ticket, she's actually celebrating her birthday Thursday, the 21st, so she wants to come and kick it with the entrepreneurs and the Florida Chapter Women Entrepreneur of America, and that's Loretta Maddox, of our new member of our Cleveland, Ohio area. So I'm telling you, this has really taken off and grew legs. Hey, it is Blog Talk Radio right here, Women Entrepreneurs of America program. We're so excited to be bringing to you the amazing event hosted by the Florida Chapter, It's a Hattitude for Networking Brunch. Tickets are on sale. You are welcome to purchase your ticket, $50, for the weekend, Saturday night at the Chilling with China Doll show, and then Sunday, May 23rd at the It's a Hattitude Brunch. It is a catered brunch. Humongous of vendors going to be there. We got Bonnie Tucker. We got Paparazzi, Major Bling Addiction with the amazing Melissa Lewis. We're going to have the Lash Fairy, the young entrepreneur who's attending. That is Destiny Anthony. We also have Tula. Well, y'all should have been on the show a couple of Wednesdays ago, and you heard Carmen Prieto talk about the wonderful business of Tula 12. You can reach her at carmenisplanning@gmail.com. That's about planning your business. And then we got the wonderful Victoria Cooper, Vaz Creation, as well as Lights of Essence. We have her amazing team of entrepreneurs, Cherry Boutique, Cherry Lawrence. We got Kim Brown, who's our newest member of our organization here in Florida with KTB Jewels. We also have the amazing, the wonderful Paula Perez with Cincy, who's going to be. Also, Nova Cohen of Mary Kay, who's going to be there. You know Mary Kay is everywhere. We got Tiffany Hyman with JT Gutbusters. Have y'all heard of Bye Bye Belly? That is the Gutbuster product. So guess what? Those that's trying to get them guts in order, y'all be able to meet the amazing Tiffany Hyman there. And then we got Sue Snediger
of Tupperware. Sue is one of the first to join us as a vendor, as well as Avon, Laura Lehman. I am tickled pink that we have a great line of entrepreneurs that is going to be coming with their products and services. And then we got Bonnie Tucker with Mercer Services, and then the amazing Angela Taylor of KP Financial Insurances. So you don't want to miss this. Seating going to be limited. Social distancing a must. Mask required. Just a whole weekend of having a great time. So email us at floridachapterweA@gmail.com. Tickets on sale for $50. If you get with Victoria Cooper now, you might get a discounted ticket if you go through Victoria Cooper. So you heard it right here on We're Radio Live. We are ready. We are ready to come out. We are ready to network. Join us. And if you are wanting to join the Women Entrepreneurs of America organization like Loretta Maddox did today, go to www.weainc.org. We are here to empower and support disadvantaged and underserved women in business. We have heroes, our amazing heroes, Orridge Baker, who is one of our amazing sponsors. We got Jim Webb out there in Cleveland, Ohio. Thank you so much. Terry Reese out of Las Vegas that has helped this organization over the years. Trust me, we're going into our 19th year, and we're so excited, and we're getting ready to plan our National Women's Conference. It is I Am an Entrepreneur Conference right here in Orlando, Florida, the third weekend of August. So stay tuned for more information about that. And for all you vendors that got a chance to support us at this event and those that didn't, still come out. Bring your business cards. Come and network. Bring some of your samples and have a good time at It's a Hattitude for Network. And don't forget, it's a Hattitude because you've got a Hattitude. Bring your Hattitude to the event. I'm going to be signing off. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Thank you, Loretta Maddox, for joining me today on We Are Radio Live on Blog Talk Radio, a program, Women Entrepreneurs of America. You all have a great, great week, and we will see you at the It's a Hattitude for Networking weekend. Thank you so much, and have a great, great week.